感谢主，今天的阅读经文是马太福音第五章第九到十二节。使人，耶稣说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知也是，人也是这样逼迫他们。阿们，感谢主，愿神祝福他的话语。
Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好。
Now, Liambo, I have to ask you a question. Did you finish your last assignment last night?
Yes.
No more study.
No more study. 再不上学了。
Just study the Bible. Well, I hope you pass. Otherwise, you'll have to study more. But let me pray. Lord God, please speak to us from your word today.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你啊，请向啊我们来说话。
Help us to be peacemakers.
帮助我成为使人和睦的人。
And help us to endure persecution for Jesus' sake.
帮助我们为耶稣的缘故能够忍受逼迫。
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, the missionary Don Richardson served for many years amongst the tribes in Papua New Guinea, just north of Australia, and he wrote a book called The Peace Child.
一个宣教士，他叫 Don Richardson， 他呢在巴比亚新几内亚，就是在澳洲的北部这个原始部落中啊，服侍了很多年。他写了一本书，叫做《和平之子》。
He tells the story of two tribes who kept fighting one another and couldn't make peace.
他讲述的故事就是两个部落之间，他们不断的征战，不断的打仗啊，持续了好几个时代，但是找不到和平。
Each generation fought and nursed their wounds only to fight again, killing and maiming more and more people.
你知道他们每一代人都为了愈合他们自己的伤口来征战，结果却杀害和伤害了越来越多的人。
After years of struggle, the two tribes realized they must stop fighting or nothing will be left of their peoples.
经过多年的战争之后，两个部落他们意识到他们必须停止这个战斗，否则他们两边的百姓都什么都没有了。
But what could they do to stop the fighting, stop the warring?
但是他们能够做什么来结束这两个部落之间的战争呢？
They came up with an idea. The two chiefs of the two tribes came together and they brought a child called the Peace Child.
结果呢，他们想出一个啊主意来，就是两个部落的首领呢，他们走到一起，带了一个孩子，让这个孩子呢成为和平之子。
The son belonged to one chief, but the son was given to the other chief and adopted into the other family. They swapped him over.
Yeah, 就是一个啊，其中一个首领的儿子啊，把他的孩子呢给了另一个首领，让他来收养。
As long as the child lived.The two chiefs promised to cease their fighting so all could live.
只要这个孩子还活着，两个啊酋长就承诺呢，他们会停止战斗，好让所有的人呢都能够活下去。
So the missionary Richardson then finally had a perfect picture of God's love for us in sending His Son Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to die for us.
神差遣他的儿子。啊，为我们而死，做了这个和平之子。Richardson 呢，就从这个啊故事呢，看到了神对我们爱的一个完美的写照。
God sent His Son to make peace between God and man.
神差遣他的儿子作为和平之子，好让我们能够与神和好。
And that child died for us in our place on the cross.
啊，耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Jesus is.The Peace Child.
耶稣就是这个和平的君王，和平之子。
And his followers, listen carefully, must also be peacemakers.
而我们作为耶稣的门徒，我们也必须成为一个使人和睦的人。
Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God."
第九节说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必成为神的儿子。
Now, in our language, peace usually means the absence of conflict. It suggests something negative.
你知道，在我们的啊语言中呢，和平呢就通常的意味着没有冲突，但是它会暗示了一些负面的东西。
But behind the seventh beatitude stands the great Old Testament word shalom.
啊，在这个啊基辅的后面，我们看到了在旧约中一个最伟大的词就是 shalom， 就是和平的意思。
So now, shalom or peace was much broader, had a more positive meaning.
其实和平，这个 shalom 这个词呢，有更广泛、更积极的意义。
It was not simply the absence of conflicts, but a positive experience of well-being, safety, and prosperity.
啊 ，shalom 呢，它不仅仅是说没有冲突，而是从积极方面是更多的是幸福、安全和繁荣的一种体验。
It means wholeness, comprehensive well-being, the fullness of life, enjoyed in complete security.
啊，它的啊最好的翻译呢，就是翻译成一个完整、一个全面的幸福，而且是在完全的啊平安中享受丰盛的生命。
Now the kingships of David and Solomon in the Old Testament were the high point of Old Testament peace.
你要在旧约的圣经里。大卫还有所罗门，他们所啊所就是他们作王的时候，曾经达到了这和平的最高峰。
Israel, the people of God, experienced prosperity and safety from their enemies.
在这段时期里呢，以色列人经历了繁荣和平安，不受敌人的扰害。
And they were in the land God had given them, enjoying its bounty at one with each other and with God. There was real peace.
他们在啊，以色列人在他们神为他们所选择的地上，享受这块地的丰盛，人与人之间，还有与神之间都彼此的和睦，那个才是真正的和平。
But then Israel's peace was shattered.
但是呢，以色列的和平很快就被打碎了。
There was religious, moral, and social sin.
因为有宗教、道德和社会方面的个人的罪恶。
God judged and exiled both the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel in judgment.
你知道啊，神审判以色列人，结果南国和北国呢都被掳离开了本地。
And then God sent the prophets. The prophets came with good news that beyond judgment there will be hope, there will be peace.
你知道啊，神后来呢给他们先知，给他们应许，给他们盼望。
Jeremiah preached about it. Ezekiel preached about it.
你知道耶利米。这还有以西结，他们都是被掳之后的先知，他们呢都预言了一个和平的国度。
One day a king would come.
有一天，一个君王要来。
A good shepherd.
他是一个好的牧人。
The one who would lead his people with justice.
他要在和平啊，在啊平和平当中、公义当中来啊领导他的百姓。
And God would give us a new heart to obey him.
神会给我们一个啊新的心来遵从神。
And God would pour out His Spirit within us to be able to follow Him.
神会把他的啊圣灵浇灌在我们的身上，让我们来跟随他。
When Jesus arrived, He said, "I'm here. I am the King."
当耶稣来到这个世上的时候，他说：“我就是那个君王。”
And He is the great peacemaker, the Prince of Peace.
他才是一个真正的使人和睦的人，他才是那个和平之君。
He defeated Satan through His death on the cross.And he established a kingdom of safety and well-being for those who share in the victory with him.
他在十字架上打败了魔鬼，啊，为那些个和他分享胜利的人建立一个安全与幸福的国度。
Listen to this in Colossians 1:19-20. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things by making peace through His blood shed on the cross.
哥罗西书一章的十九到二十节，那些因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛都在他里面居住，这个他就是耶稣。既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And in Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书五章的一节，那里说：“所以我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。”
Friends, I was 15 years of age when I found peace with God.
当我啊十五岁的时候，我找到了与神和好的平安。
I thought I knew God, but then I started to read the Bible and I found out what a Christian was and how to become one.
后来他发现在读圣经的时候发现了这位神。
I was a good teenager.
那个时候十五岁的时候他是个非常好的孩子。
I obeyed my parents.
我听我父母的话。
I was good at school.
在学校里表现不错。
It's pretty smart.
挺聪明。
I was good at sports.
运动非常好。
But I was still a sinner and needed God's forgiveness.
但是我仍然是一个罪人，我需要神的赦免。
And in a classroom in Marrickville, I prayed to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I had to make a decision.
在马里奎维尔的一个学校里，他来祷告求神进入他的心，他必须做这个决定。
I don't know how old Liambo was when he became a Christian. How old were you, Liambo?
More than 30.
30, more than 30. Yeah. I was 15, you were 30. It doesn't matter what age you are, you can come to God and make peace with God.
对，安哲十五岁的时候信主，我到了三十岁才认识主。但是呢，不管我们在什么年纪，我们都可以来认识为神。
Some are slow learners, it's okay.
我是个非常学得非常慢的人，所以到三十。
This morning, our guest preacher told us about a Muslim girl who became a follower of Jesus in Indonesia.
今天我们的讲员早晨的时候讲员，他讲到了一个印度尼西亚的女孩，她成为一个基督徒。
When she first heard about the Bible, she didn't want to know very much.
当她听了圣经的时候，她不想听。
But after a while, she started.To like the teachings of Jesus.
后来，当他仔细来读这个圣经的时候，他发现他喜欢圣经上的教导。
And each week she wanted to learn more.
每一周他都想学得更多。
And then one night in her dream, Jesus came to her in a dream and said, "I am the true God. Come and follow me."
有一天的晚上，他做了一个梦，梦见耶稣说：“你到我这儿来，我才是那个真正的神，你来跟随我。”
And many times in her dreams, she.There was an image of Jesus calling her to come, and she was reading the Bible, and she realized she had to come to Jesus.
当她做了这些梦，而且读圣经，一直神来呼召她跟随的，她要做一个决定来跟随神。
I think her name is Rita, if I remember correctly.
她的名字叫 Rita.
And then she told her husband about Jesus, and he became a Christian.
后来她告诉她的丈夫，她的丈夫也成了一基督徒。
And then she's helped her mother come to Jesus too.
她后来帮着她的妈妈也成为一个基督徒。
This is a strict Muslim family where they wear the hijab. It's very serious in Indonesia.
这个非常严格的穆斯林的家庭，每个人戴着那个。
Then her friends at school who used to go to school, she told them about Jesus too.
后来她有的时候她的朋友也去学校。
Her old friends.
她也告诉她的朋友。
And then her university friends.
后来她告诉她大学的同学。
So.She made found peace with God, and it just sent her out to tell other people about this beautiful peace.
你知道，她找到了与神和好的平安，然后她去让别人也能够与神和好。
When you're a peacemaker, sometimes persecution comes.
但是你要真正的成为一个使人和睦的人的时候，那时候有的时候呢，逼迫回来。
The people in the village did not want her there, and the families had to move from the village to a new village because of opposition.
因为人们不喜欢他们，所以呢，因为受逼迫，他们都要从一个村里搬到另一个村去。
But she's full of life and joy and hope because of Jesus.
但是她因为有相信了耶稣，她里面充满了喜乐，充满了生命。
Jesus is a great peacemaker.
耶稣
and he wants us to be peacemakers too.
耶稣是一个使人和睦的人，他希望我们能成为与人和睦的人。
And peacemaking must include evangelism and witness.
你要想做使人和睦的人，你必须要传福音。
We tell people of God's love in Christ.
我们告诉人们神在耶稣基督里对我们的爱。
We ask people to stop their rebellion toward God.
我们呼吁人们停止反叛神，不再反叛神。
To accept God's offer of forgiveness and reconciliation.
接受神的宽恕。与神和好
to find peace with God.
找到与神和好的平安
Peace sometimes comes at a great cost.
有的时候要得到这个和平的话，有时候需要付出很大的代价来。
Martin Luther King led the civil rights movement in the United States.
你知道马丁路德金，他领导了美国的民权运动。
He promoted peaceful protests so that whites and blacks would be treated equally.
他提倡和平的抗议，好让白人和黑人能够享受平等的待遇。
The black people of his day were often beaten by the police, but they stayed strong being peaceful.
你知道那时的黑人经常被警察殴打，但是他们仍然保持着刚强和和平。
And one day, Martin Luther King was shot dead.
有一天，马丁·路德金被枪杀了。
Peace sometimes comes at a great cost.
和平要想得到和平，有时候是需要付出很大的代价的。
We must also pursue peace in our relationships.
我们也必须在人际关系中追求和睦。
Just seek shalom.
就是要说 shalom.
We should try to fix up broken relationships.
要设法的来恢复那个破裂的关系。
In the church, maybe you have a broken relationship.
可能在教会里啊有一个破裂的关系。
Maybe in your marriage.
可能在你的婚姻里。
Maybe in your family with a son or daughter or mother or father.
或许在你的家庭里，你的父子之间或母女之间。
Maybe you have to take the first move and apologize and start a conversation.
有的时候你可能主动的起来，来愿意和解。
But we must recognize that not everyone wants peace.
但是我们知道，并不是每一个人他都想要和平。
The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 12:18, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone."
使徒保罗在罗马书十二章十八节那说：“若是可行，如果你能够做到的话，你要尽量的与众人和睦。”
Some people don't want peace. They're angry.
有些人他们不想和平的，他非常生气，他们。
You can't force people to have peace with you.
你不能够强迫人们跟你和解。
But also we realize that Jesus said when he came, as well as bringing peace, he brought a sword.
你知道耶稣也是这样说，他说他来的时候不是要叫地上和平，而是带了刀剑来。
Jesus knows that when we follow him, sometimes our family will not like us.
你知道耶稣知道，当我们跟随耶稣的时候，有的时候我们的家人不喜欢我们。
When I became a Christian at the age of 15, my family would not let me go to church.
你知道我当十五岁的信了主的时候，我的家人就不让我去教会。
Dad would lock me at home and say, "You cannot go."
爸爸把我锁在家里，你不能去。
That is not our religion. You cannot go.
我们不喜欢那个宗教，你不能去。
If you live in my house under my roof, you cannot go.
你要是住在这个家里，你在这个家里的屋顶上，你不能去。
He would shout and he would scream.
他会大喊大叫。
He'd throw things.
他拿起身的东西往你头上投。
Patiently keep quiet and pray for God to open up a door.
但是你需要耐心的等待祷告，等着神给你开出路。
My father doesn't throw things at me anymore.
我爸爸现在不会是我身上都丢东西了。
We have a good relationship.
我们现在有好的关系。
He's 86.
现在86岁了。
I remind him sometimes he doesn't have too long to live. He should get ready to meet God.
我知道他没有多长时间可活，所以说我要领他信主。
But Jesus said, "Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household." He said.
耶稣在马太福音十章的三十四到三十六节那里说，你们不要以为我来是叫地上太平，我来本不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。因为我来是要叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏，人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
So Jesus was just preparing us for when we get opposition from our family not to be surprised.
耶稣说这样的话是让我们心里有准备，当我们跟家庭关系紧张的时候，不要惊奇。
Not every man will be against his father, but sometimes they will be.
也不是所有的人跟父亲都作对，有的时候会这样。
Sometimes the hardest people to reach are the people in your family.
有的时候最难让人信主的就是你自己的家人。
When a Muslim converts, or a Hindu converts, or a Buddhist converts to Jesus, there's sometimes division in the family.
有时当穆斯林或者印度的教徒或者信佛教的人，当他们信主的时候，通常跟家里会发生分歧。
But people are coming to Christ all around the world.
但是无论怎么样，到世界各处都有人来信耶稣。
And finding peace with God.
能够找到与神和好。
So we're to be peacemakers, but secondly, we are to endure persecution because of our relationship with Jesus.
第二个是我们会因为耶稣的关系 就是因着信主的关原因会受逼迫。
Verse 10 said, Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
十节那里说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Verse 11, Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
11章12节到12节那里说，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样的坏话，毁谤你们，你们就有福了。你们应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
I think, wow, what a way to finish the Beatitudes.
你看这是一个多么好的结束八福的方式呢。
Jesus is saying, blessed are you, happy are you, worthy of envy are you, when you are persecutors.
耶稣说当你啊受逼迫的时候，你是多么令人羡慕，多么有福啊。
How lucky are you to be persecuted?
当你受到逼迫患难的时候，你是多么幸运呢。
Let me tell you, I don't like to be persecuted.
我告诉你，其实我不喜欢受逼迫的。
I don't like people hating me.
我也不喜欢人们恨我。
I don't like people angry at me.
我甚至不喜欢让人们冲着我发脾气生气。
Not even my wife.
也甚至我妻子。
Or my kids.
或者我的孩子。
Or people who hate God.
或者那些个恨神的人。
But Jesus said, be prepared. If you follow me, persecution will come.
但是耶稣说，你要准备好，当你跟随我的时候。这个逼迫就来了。
But see, he's not saying we make dumb decisions or we say dumb things and people insult us. No, we've been insulted because of righteousness on account of Jesus, because we love and follow Jesus.
耶稣说啊，不是说啊，我们做着坏事或者做着啊不糟糕的决定，人们会逼迫我们，而是说，当我们跟随耶稣的时候啊啊，因为我们啊追求公义，因为信耶稣的缘故，人们会。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12, Paul wrote to the pastor Timothy, said, Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
在提摩太后书三章十二节，啊，保罗对这个提摩太这个牧师说，凡立志在基督里敬虔度日的都要受逼迫。
One modern writer said, You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you odd, or shall make you different.
一位作家这么说，你将认识真理，真理会让人觉得你很古怪。
Friends, when you read the book of Acts in the New Testament, the beginning of the church, you see Christians arrested and persecuted and killed.
你当你读《使徒行传》的时候，你看在初期的教会里，那些个信徒们，他们被逮捕啊，受逼迫。
In Australia, thankfully, they don't throw us in jail for being Christians.
非常啊高兴，我们在澳大利亚非常的幸运，因为人们不会你因为信耶稣让你去坐监狱。
But in China, they throw Pastor Liambo into jail for being a Christian.
对，在中国的时候，有的时候人们会因着传福音去到监狱里去。
Has anyone been to jail for being a Christian in this building? Anyone?
你在我们中间有没有信耶稣去监狱的呢
？Anyone arrested last week?
下日过去的这有人有没有人被逮捕
？Anyone out on bail?
No.
How many months in jail, Liambo, for you?
More than three.
More than 3 months?
14 weeks.
What did you do wrong? Did you kill someone?
No, 你杀人了没有。
Why were you there?
Because I preach the gospel to the people.
You preach God's, now translate that. You preach God's word to the people, and they arrested you.
因为在那里，因为给别人传福音，结果呢，他们把他逮起来了。
Yeah, okay. That's in the past, in China.
那是过去的事情。
Friends, China suffers great persecution, even today.
今天也是这样，在中国，基督徒承受很大的逼迫。
15 days before Christmas last year,One of China's largest house churches in Zhengzhou was raided by the Chinese police.
去年圣诞节的前15天，成都一家最大的家庭教会被警方突袭了。
The raid continued for days, resulting in arrests and detainments of more than 100 Christians.
啊，这个突袭呢，啊，持续了好几天，他们逮捕了100多名的基督徒。
Including the pastor Wang Yi.
包括牧师王怡这个牧师。
He's one of China's most well-known pastors arrested.
他是一个中国最著名的一个家庭教会的牧师，但是呢，他被逮捕了。
A week after that last year, another large underground congregation, the Rwangeli Church, was closed by the local authorities.
你说一周以后呢，当地的政府呢又关闭了另一个大型的地下教会，就是龙桂里的教会。
A few months before, a 1,500-member church, Zion Church in Beijing, was also closed because the leaders refused to install security cameras.
可能大家不知道，就在几个月前，北京有个1,500名成员的西安教会呢，他因为领导拒绝安装这个监控的摄像头，被关闭了。
The government likes cameras to see who turns up to church.
那个政府就是安装这个摄像头呢，来监控教会。
In January 2018, Chinese police officers demolished one of the country's largest evangelical churches using heavy machinery and dynamite to raise the building where more than 50,000 Christians worshipped.
你知道2018年的1月份，就是去年的1月份，中国的警方呢，用重型的机械和炸药呢，拆除了中国最大的家庭教会，福音教会。那里头其实有50,000基督徒做礼拜，就是金灯台教会。
The government destroys churches, it removes the steeples, it removes the crosses from the buildings.
这个他们呢就把这个教堂的尖顶，把教堂的这个屋顶都拆毁了。
They fear that the Christians are influenced by Western philosophy, and that it is a threat to the party's authority.
他们呢都是怕这个西方的这些东西呢影响国内的安全。国内的威对他们造成威胁。
The government understands something. The Christians love Jesus first, not the party. Jesus must come first.
因为他们知道基督徒爱神超过爱党。
Jesus first, and we respect the country and the government.
其实我们基督徒是首先爱神，然后我们尊重我们的爱我们的国家。
But let me take you to another continent. Let me take you to Africa.
好，我们再看看别的国家，就看看。非洲
Burkina Faso is in Africa, West Africa.
你知道布基纳法索在西非。
It was a country that didn't have many problems.
这国家没有多少的问题。
Muslims and Christians live together in peace.
基督徒和穆斯林呢和平的共处。
But this year, Islamic extremists attacked a church, which led to many deaths.
你说今年呢？那些个穆斯林的极端分子呢，就来对教会呢来攻击，让很多人死掉了。
Then it struck another church.
后来呢，他们又袭击了另一个教会。
And this year, Islamic extremists have left hundreds dead, displaced 100,000 people since the beginning of 2019.
自从2019年以来，这个穆斯林的极端的分子呢，他们已经造成了让几百人死亡，近100,000人流离失所。
Over 200 churches in Burkina Faso have now closed, so they don't suffer further attacks.
你知道，因为这个200多座的这个Burkina Faso 的这个教堂呢关闭了，他们就再不能攻击了。
Sunday worship services in the country in the rural areas do not happen any longer because it's too dangerous.
因为非常的危险嘛，所以在大多数农村的地区的教会呢，做礼拜也不能做了。
So whether in Australia or China or Burkina Faso or some other country in the world, the enemy attacks God's people and God's church.
不管是在澳洲在中国，在 Burkina Faso， 其实魔鬼都是进攻神的儿女。
But friends, opposition clarifies a person's true loyalties. Who do you love? Who do you serve?
你知道这个我们遭受了反对和逼迫，反映了我们到底是对谁忠诚？我们是爱神呢，还是爱这些东西
？When we suffer persecution, we either stand strong for Jesus or we run away.
当我们遭受逼迫的时候，是我们是为耶稣站立得住呢，还是我们就逃掉了
？And Jesus encourages the disciples. He says in 12b, "Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven." We've got a great reward.For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Jesus is saying, they persecuted the prophets, they'll persecute you. Don't be surprised. Keep trusting in God.
他说你们要欢喜快乐，因为你们在天神的赏赐是大的。以前的时候，那个先知都是遭神 这样的逼迫，他们逼迫的先知也逼迫你们，但是你们要知道你们在天上有很大的赏赐。
But there is a great reward to come. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven.
所以你们要欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
And Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4, For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
你知道哥林多后书四章的十七节那里说，我们这至暂至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen.
因为我们眼睛盯着的不是那些看得见的东西，我们乃是注重那些看不见的。
For what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal.
因为我们所有这些看得见的都是暂时的，而那看不见的才是永远的。
We are not home yet.
我们还没有回真正的回家。
But we're going home to be with God one day.
但是有一天我们要回家与神永远同在。
I'm 58.
今年我58岁了。
How old are you, bro?
52.
Young man, young man. In many parts of the world, most people don't live past 58. In many parts of Africa, people die early.
你知道在很多地方牧师活不过58岁的。
Who's in their 70s? Put your hand up. Anyone?
你们有过了70的举举手。
Okay. 80s. Anyone in their 80s?
80岁以上的呢？
Close to heaven, yes.
将来到天堂去了。
But you see, I can go anytime. God could take me tomorrow.
其实我可以任何的时候都可以到天堂里去啊，神任何的时候都可能把我带到天上去。
I may die from a heart attack, or I may die from the shot of an enemy of the gospel.
你知道我可能啊死于心脏病，也可能是别人射杀了。
Whichever way I die, where am I going?
不管我以哪个方式走，你知道我哪里去走，去到耶稣那里去。
We must learn to be courageous for Jesus.
我们必须靠着耶稣勇敢。
Tell them about God's love and God's forgiveness.
告诉别人神的爱和神的赦免。
Don't worry sometimes if they get angry with you.
如果别人啊向你生气的话，不要。
If they don't want to talk, that's okay. But you just give them something to read.
你给他一些
Give him a Bible.
给他本圣经让他读读
Give him a tract.
给他个福音单张
And pray that God would open up their hearts to receive the gospel.
让他们能够真的眼睛得开，让他们能够接受福音。
And Jesus said, Blessed are you when you actively seek to be a peacemaker.
耶稣说当你积极地寻求和睦的时候，你是一个有福的人。
Blessed are you when you are persecuted for his name's sake.
当你为耶稣的名受逼迫的时候，你是有福的。
For yours is the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是属于你们的。
Friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, went to the cross and suffered and died for us.
你知道我们的主耶稣，他上十字架死为我们赎罪啊。
He calls us to pick up our cross and follow Him.
他让我们来背起我们的十字架来跟随他。
He brings us great hope and great joy.
所以说我们应当有个很大的盼望，很大的喜乐。
He brings new relationships in the church.
他给我们在教会里带来了非常美好的关系。
He gives us courage to follow him by this Holy Spirit.
他给我们圣灵，让我们有勇气来跟随。
And he will use us to help other people come to Christ.
他要使用我们每个人来帮助别人来归信耶稣。
And God bless you, may God strengthen you.
愿神来祝福你们，来坚固你们的信心。
Be peacemakers and persecuted.
成为一个使人和睦的人，成为一个为义受逼迫的人。
All to the glory of God.
把一切的荣耀都归给神。
Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the great peacemaker.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你是一个最大的使我们与神和睦的人。
You died and rose again so we can live forever.
你死了，你又复活了，好让我们可以得到永远的生命。
There is no better news in the world. Thank you.
在这个世界上没有比这。更好的消息，我们感谢你。
Lord God, I pray for every person in this room today that they would receive you as Lord and Savior.
我们为今天我们在这里的每一位来祷告，让他们接受耶稣做他们个人的救主，做他们生命的主宰。
They would find peace and joy and hope through Jesus.
他们能够在耶稣里面找到喜乐，找到平安，找到生命。
And Lord, I pray for us that if we face persecution for Jesus' sake, that we would be strong and courageous.
主啊，我们求你来帮助我们，当我们遭受逼迫的时候，让我们能够刚强，能够勇敢。
Not afraid, but trusting in God.
但是呢，我们要相信神。
Please help us by your Spirit.
求你用你的圣灵来帮助我们。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We commit ourselves to you.
我们把我们自己的生命交托在你的手里。
We pray in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们奉我们主耶稣基督美妙的名字。阿门。